Hello, my name is Miss Barb. Welcome to Lifeline English, the podcast that helps you know God and know English. You can read the written script for today's lesson online at lifelineenglish.com. I've got 5 new words to teach you today. Ready? Here we go. The first word is scold, not cold, scold. To scold means to say words that are angry or critical of someone who is doing something bad. Bill scolded his dog for eating his shoe. Did your mother scold you for getting a D on your exam? Next is belong to. To belong to means to be owned by someone. That car belongs to me. I own the car. It is mine. Belong to can also mean to be a member or part of something. She belongs to a gardening club. The next word is kingdom. A kingdom is a country ruled by a king or queen. The complete name of the country, Saudi Arabia, is the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia is ruled by a king. The United States is not a kingdom because we are ruled by a constitution. The last word is like. I think you already know the word like. Do you like ice cream? Do you like to receive likes on your Facebook post? But the word like has another meaning. It means similar to. You look like your father. That means you look similar to your father. You do not look exactly the same as your father, but you look similar to your father. Today's story is called Let the Children Come. Let's listen.
People brought their small children to Jesus.
What did people bring? People brought their children. Did the people bring their dogs? No, the people brought their children. What size were the children? The children were small. Where did the people bring their children? They brought their children to Jesus.
They wanted Jesus to touch their children.
Why did the people bring their children to Jesus? They wanted Jesus to touch their children. They wanted him to put his hands on the head of the children. Who wanted? The people wanted.
The disciples saw this.
Who saw this? The disciples saw this. What did the disciples see? The disciples saw the people bringing their children to Jesus.
They scolded the parents.
Who scolded the parents? The disciples scolded the parents. Were the disciples happy with the parents? No, the disciples scolded the parents. They told them not to bring their children to Jesus.
But Jesus called the little children.
Who called? Jesus called. Whom did Jesus call? Jesus called the children. Did Jesus scold the parents? No, Jesus did not scold the parents. Did Jesus scold the children? No, Jesus called the children. Was Jesus too busy to touch the children? No, Jesus was not too busy.
Let the children come to me. Don't stop them.
Who was Jesus talking to? Jesus was talking to his disciples. Who should come to Jesus? The children should come to Jesus. May the disciples stop the children from coming to Jesus? No, the disciples may not stop the children from coming to Jesus. Did Jesus agree with the disciples? No, Jesus disagreed with them. The disciples did not want the children to come to Jesus.
The kingdom of God belongs to people who are like children.
To what kind of people does the kingdom belong? The kingdom belongs to people who are like children. Which kingdom belongs to people who are like children? The kingdom of God belongs to people who are like children. Does the kingdom of God belong to everyone? No, the kingdom of God belongs to people who are like children.
Everyone must receive the kingdom of God like a child.
How must people receive the kingdom? They must receive it like a child. Must a person be a child to receive the kingdom? No. A person must be like a child. Can older people receive the kingdom? Yes, older people can receive the kingdom if they receive it like a child. Are children strong? No, children are weak. Are children smart? No, children are simple. How must we be like children? Children trust. We must trust God. Children depend on someone else to give them everything they need. We must depend on God. He will give us everything we need.
Otherwise, he will never enter the kingdom.
Who will never enter the kingdom? A person who is not like a child will never enter the kingdom. Will a person who does not trust God enter the kingdom? No, he will never enter the kingdom. Let's listen to the whole story together now.
People brought their small children to Jesus. They wanted Jesus to touch their children. The disciples saw this. They scolded the parents. But Jesus called the little children. Let the children come to me. Don't stop them. The kingdom of God belongs to people who are like children. Everyone must receive the kingdom of God like a child. Otherwise, he will never enter the kingdom.
Now I am going to do something different. I am going to sing. Yes, that's right. This song is about today's story. You can sing with me. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Parents brought their kids to Jesus, wanting him to touch their heads. The disciples scolded them. Jesus has too much to do. He can't love the little children of the world. But then Jesus heard them talking. Let the children come to me. Simple trusting that I care, and the kingdom will be theirs. So I love the little children of the world. If you want to enter heaven, like a child you must be. Trust the words that Jesus says, that he died and rose again, for he loves the little children of the world. Will you enter the kingdom of God? Are you like a child? Bring your needs to Jesus. Trust him. He will not send you away. He will welcome you. I would love to receive a message from you. You can write me. Go to our website, lifelineenglish.com. Until next time, may Jesus help you know him and know English. Goodbye. Jesus only.